صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now comes the segment in which we speak about the dreams of the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. In the Holy Quran Pak, the dreams of the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam is mentioned, and from amongst them, the blessed dream of the blessed Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, is also mentioned, in which he sees in his blessed dream that he is sacrificing his son Hazrat Sayyiduna Ismail Zabihullah alayhi salatu wassalam. So therefore, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam became capable of walking with him, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked his son, "Oh my son, I had seen in my dream that I am sacrificing you. Now you consider, what is your opinion?" Allahu Akbar. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam then replied to his father. The Quran says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. He says, "Oh my father, do as you have been commanded to do. Allah willing, you will find me the patient one." Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, firstly we should establish and remember that on the basis of a dream, if a person sacrifices his own son or the child of someone else, or if he hears a sound or a voice from the unseen saying that he should sacrifice his son or someone else's son and children, then this will be a great sin and an action that will lead him to hell, because our dream is not on haqq, or it is not an inspiration. Rather, the dreams of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam is an inspiration and an hukum, an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to his son, as it is mentioned in Khazain al-Fan, the commentary of the Holy Quran, that he spoke to his son and he asked his son for his opinion. But subhanallah, look at the amazing answer from Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. It also mentioned that the reason for him to speak about sacrificing his son and telling his son about becoming or being sacrificed was so that he hears about it beforehand and does not start to panic, so that he understands what it is to be sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, and then what happens, as the Quran says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And it goes on to say that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made his son to lay on the ground on his forehead as per request by Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and as he was about to run the knife on his blessed neck, by the hukum and by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a ram was brought in exchange or in place of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas this dream of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had come true, yet he did not sacrifice his son, but it has been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is a form of order and hukum by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in the coming episodes, we shall speak about more dreams of the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.